This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Neil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, one of the lines of questioning that we have for the FBI agents we've talked to so far is who within the Bureau is authorized to talk to the media? Because I can't speak for the Clinton investigation, but I can tell you with respect to the investigation into the Trump campaign, we have serious concerns about people with the Bureau talking to various media outlets that weren't authorized to speak on behalf of the Bureau. So I'd love to tell you I'm surprised that someone at the FBI may have been leaking, but I'm not.
I mean, James Comey admitted under oath and testimony that he did the exact same thing.
He did when he wanted to spur special counsel for Trump when Loretta Lynch told him to call it a matter, not an investigation. We didn't hear a peep out of him.
Yeah, very true. Your committee now has the Fusion GPS financial documents that you've been wanting for some time. Have you had a chance to go through them?
I have not, but one of the investigators has. And, you know, Martha, I think it is so bitterly ironic to me that Fusion GPS wanted us to rely on quintuple hearsay from Russian sources that nobody knows. They wanted us to base a presidential vote on that, but they went to court to keep us from finding out who paid them and who they were paying. So thankfully, the court ruled the right way. It wasn't even a close question. We've got the documents, and we're going to know who they paid and who paid them.
Yeah, and they, as you say, they very much did not want you to have that information. That you can't divulge anything from all that. It's still, under your investigation. So we'll keep on top of that as we go forward. In terms of Steve Bannon, all that's come out in this Michael Wolff book and his suggestions about potentially treasonous behavior as part of the meeting that happened in June of 2016 at Trump Tower. Are you going to want to speak with him as part of this?
Yes, ma'am. Treason's a really big word. In fact, it's the only crime I'm aware of for which you can be put to death without actually taking a life during the commission of the crime. So I really can't think of a more serious word than treason. And if you're going to allege that somebody committed a treasonous act and you weren't even on the campaign at the time that meeting took place, then, yeah, I'm going to want to ask you some questions about it.
In terms of the president's potential sit down with Robert Mueller, is that an interview that you expect will happen in real time? They'll sit face to face. Do you think it's going to be on video or in submitted questions? What's your estimation?
Submitted questions is not a great way to exchange information. There is no substitute, Martha, for what you and I are doing right now. Examination, cross-examination, testing, probing. That's what happens in courtrooms all across America. It's good enough for all the rest of us. If President Trump is going to be interviewed by Bob Mueller or by an FBI agent, there is no substitute for a sit-down eyeball-to-eyeball where you can judge demeanor and voice inflection. There's no question about what the question was or what the answer was. That's the single best way to exchange information.
Before I let you go, you made some pretty strong statements about Adam Schiff, your counterpart on the Intel Committee, saying that he had jumped to conclusions on Trump collusion with Russia when he hadn't even looked at any of the evidence yet, and that you think he's using that position for political purposes to leverage a Senate run in California. Do you stand by that statement?
I only wish I had said more. All of that is true. Adam prejudged this investigation before we interviewed the first witness, and he's been on television more than you have this year, Martha. So, everything I said was true, and I probably could have added something to it.
Congressman Trey Gowdy.
Well, Trey Gowdy right there with Fox News and Martha McCallum in the story last night. You love Trey Gowdy. You feel like if he's there, he's keeping an eye on things on behalf of we the people into this Trump Russian probe as the saga continues. I think most of America is getting rather weary in this, and this is what the Democrats continue to count on, and guys like Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer is that this is just wearing the people out because, hey, this is the way due process works. Interesting that it works a little bit more tedious when you're dealing with the political class, as he said, compared to us everyday Americans. Hey, good to have you along with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Conversation continues right after this.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, it's pretty bizarre to see this unfolding now. After all, if you look at Donald Trump's behavior going back decades, the one thing about it is that it's consistent. One might argue, stable. He's always acted the way he acts now. He's always been thin-skinned. He's always been remarkably childlike in his reactions to things. And that's playing out in his presidency. And you can make a case, Brett, if you were a Trump critic, that he is temperamentally unsuited to the job. But temperamentally unsuited is not the same as mentally unfit, and it certainly isn't the same as mentally unstable. But this is the argument that you hear, and it's doing the reputation of the psychiatrists, or psychiatrists, plural, involved, no good, that they are, despite their denial, palpably violating the Goldwater Rule, which is, as Doug was reporting, makes it unethical to make armchair diagnoses, which all of these critiques of the president's mental health seem to be exactly that, armchair diagnoses, not worth much.
You know, the president's supporters say this is who he was on the campaign, and this is who he was through the primaries, and this is who he was in the general election to get elected in the U.S. And I guess they're pushing back saying he was elected and it hasn't changed much.
People had a sense of him. I think that's a reasonable interpretation. And if you look at what's happening here, I mean, in his career, if he were mentally unstable, unfit, he could not, despite all of his flamboyance, despite all of his boastfulness, despite all of this stuff that we all see in him day by day, he could not have built the business that he built and had the career that he had. Nor could one imagine that he could have pulled off this astonishing feat of getting himself elected President of the United States. This is simply not what happens to somebody who's mentally unstable, in my estimation and experience. So, you know, you can look at him and say, well, you know, his behavior is unorthodox. It certainly is. They say it violates norms. It certainly does. But this is who he is. And it doesn't really add up to a case that he's mentally unfit for office or unstable, in my estimation anyway.
Britt, as always, thank you.
Britt Hume there with his insight and reasoning, and I think that's what most people, you know, talk about, reasonable people. For those that are just so anti-Trumpers, any kind of suggestion and any kind of support whatsoever, which is, you know, to add any kind of, you know, it's incredulous, first of all, on its face, that Donald Trump is, mentally deranged. I mean, but this is what the anti-Trumpers are doing. If it's not a sex scare, as we talked about with Bob Beaupre yesterday, if it's not, you know, something about sexual harassment, then okay, that didn't work. So let's try collusion. Well, collusion, well, we got, we're spending a lot of the people's money here, but that's irrelevant because, the ends justify the means here. So let's just throw everything aside here, Scott. Let's not go along with the Goldwater rule. All's fair. I mean, the gloves are off. Let's just, let it go. And, nobody is, holding anybody accountable. Nobody is telling these armchair psychiatrists that they need to shut up, that they have no place, right?
Well, you got people that said that it, was a, a horrible thing to speculate on Hillary's health during the election.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that.
Yeah, she collapsed. She collapsed in front of everybody. I mean, she looked like she was having a lot of problems there, health-wise. I don't see Donald Trump collapsing.
Well, yeah, and then you have those same people that said that how atrocious it was that we were commenting on Hillary's health. They're coming out and they're now saying, he's obviously suffering from dementia or he's deranged or all these other things, and it's like, hypocrite much?
Well, again, that's the deal. You get the rules against conservatives, and then you get the other rules, for progressives and that are backed by the media who have gone unhinged. I mean, they just want so much, Scott. They want so much for this Mike Wolff book to be true that they are suspending, reasonable deduction ability. I mean, there's it's just like, okay, well, this guy barely said it. I mean, you find out that this guy already has questionable credibility right out the gate. But suddenly he's given this incredible amount of credibility by the media to such a degree that, CNN, over the weekend, you're watching some of these reports and you go, really? Even your probing questions are, forget about leading, the interview and the interrogatee, you've already come to a conclusion on this.
Well, and some of the scary parts that they're doing on all of this is that they're taking playbooks out of scary things. We heard Dershowitz. We heard Dershowitz yesterday talk about how calling somebody mentally ill is straight out of communist Russia.
Well, of course it's.
So that's scary.
Yeah. Well, this goes back to what we've been talking about almost from day one, Scott, and this is the spirit of invalidation that has permeated our politics today, is that if you're not on the team, then, there's no United States. It's the un-United States. And that is really so bifurcated that it's not even funny because, this is what's killing us from the inside out. Is that we can't seem to agree on anything, on some core principles. We're just, we're so driven by this political madness that all we can do is argue and fuss and fight and invalidate people. Because if I invalidate you and make you less than, then what is your worth? What is your value? I mean, even to the point of, hey, we can just get rid of you, just like what Alan Dershowitz is saying. And he knows from whence he speaks because of his background and growing up as a young man, being greatly exposed to what the Holocaust did.
Yeah, and I mean, I think you hit it on the head. They so desperately want this book to be true, everything in it. It's all true. Even though he's come out, he said he never talked to anybody in Trump's cabinet.
Right.
He never talked to Pence. And he's saying that, he made it sound, he's gone back and forth. He's made it sound like he had really intimate access, he spent 3 hours with the president during the campaign. Well, it was a campaign that spanned months. He's been president for, coming up on a year now.
Yeah, right.
So 3 hours in that amount of time, is that really is that really how you get the best idea?
Well, are you 3 hours in the presence talking to the president, or are you just like another reporter that happens to be on the side and you're observing and not necessarily having 3 hours worth of direct conversation with the president himself? And of course, when you read the book, to your point, Scott, he contradicts himself, but this is consistent with the style of journalism that he has executed throughout his career, to such a point that even his his superiors have commented that said that he's very artful with his language, and that he is a in some ways he's kind of like Donald Trump because he lives in the world of hyperbole, and so he knows what sells, so he's out there selling the sizzle. But, like Miss Clara used to say, where's the beef? And he is a man without beef time and time again. And this is another one of those books that the Democrats could only wish was true.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Bill Martinez, live.
Cause it is my name!
You know, it's a, it, You know, to listen to the elites, they really think that we cannot handle the truth. And this is the problem. This is why 7 out of 10 of us say that America is on the wrong track, because we're not on the rails of truth and justice. We know that there's a lot of things that are unfair that have been, you know, developing in our country. And here is the mess that we find ourselves today. Now, we have a president who went to the minority communities, the blacks and Hispanics, and said, hey, look at what have you got to lose, especially for the black community. I mean, you just had a black president for 8 years, and what did he do for you? He just gave you an Obama phone and gave you some more reliance on the government. But what did he do to really lift you up and give you the hope for a job and a dream of having your own company? Well, Alfredo Ortiz, the CEO of Job Creators Network, is with us. And JCN has just done an outstanding job. They had launched a multi-million-dollar campaign urging Congress to cut taxes. And, of course, we did get taxes cut before the end of the year. And the reality of the tax cuts are going to come in a very real way come February, which is going to be a really hard thing for Democrats who were against this from day one and did everything they could to impede the progress and the hope for many Americans. But look at, hope is being delivered here to this country. And Alfredo Ortiz, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Bill, good morning. I am doing fantastic, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you. I'll tell you, you're doing fantastic. Many Americans today, black unemployment rate, lowest it's ever been since they've been measuring it, Hispanic, 4.9%. And we're not talking about Hispanics going out in large numbers picking strawberries here, Alfredo. I mean, we've got some good jobs that have been developed. I picked strawberries when I was a young man, and when I think I was 6 years old, I picked strawberries for a whole week. I got $1.10 for picking strawberries. I decided, this is the worst job ever. I do not want to have a career in picking strawberries.
I may one up you. I cleaned toilets when I was a kid, so I don't know. Yeah. We may have to fight this one out, Bill.
Well, I did that too. I mean, because you do everything, right? And we came from a big family. There were 10 kids there, and my dad worked his tail off, and an incredible family. But we were also very privileged to have a World War II vet as a father who loved the country and was hardworking. And so he established a great example for us. But, you know, Alfred, I got to tell you, I am disgusted with these people who want to look at America's winning ways right now. And, I mean, this isn't even looking a gift horse in the mouth. This is just plain outright idiocy that they want to bring everything down that's being created to take us to the next level.
Yeah, you know what, Bill, and you're absolutely right. And, you know, I have to tell you, this is beyond being obstructionist. This is now un-American. I mean, it really is. Mm-hmm. I mean, instead of really helping, you know, the economy and helping folks, you know, frankly, that they say they're helping, and you pointed out already, you know, black, Hispanic, women, you know, especially the business side, I mean, all they're doing is putting out, you know, false statements of the horrendous impact this is going to have on the economy. And I'm like, what are they talking about? I mean, the average American family from this tax bill is going to get more than $2,000 just this year alone. Mm-hmm. The stock market is breaking records. I mean, already clearing 25,000. I mean, all these unfunded pensions, you know, and underfunded pensions in all these blue states should be very happy because
exactly.
Their pensions are looking a heck of a lot better. Mm-hmm. A 21% corporate tax rate cut, which, you know, they're bemoaning left and right. But let me tell you something, Bill. I mean, I had a small business, and my number one, number two, and number three customers were big customers. And when they did well, I did well, right? I mean,
exactly.
We've all been around or were around when the, you know, when things were bad. And we remember the Christmas parties going away because, you know, companies couldn't afford it. Well, guess that impacted, you know, the caterer down the street who had made a close-up shop because there were no more orders. And guess what that impacted? The baker down the street that was supplying the bread, right? I mean,
right.
Look, we're all going to do so much better under this. And then the small businesses, which we've been fighting for, and thank you for your kind words. You know, for 2 years, we were on the road. We traveled almost 18,000 miles going crisscrossing the country back and forth on our bus, you know, trying to get that message out. But a small business, you know, they're seeing the first ever 20% deduction for their small business income. I mean, this is incredible what it's going to do. I mean, there's 30 million small businesses out there, Bill, as you know, employing almost 60 million people. That's 90 million hardworking, you know, independent, Republican, Democrat, whatever. But those are hardworking Americans that are going to see a much better day now because of this.
And Alfredo, I bring it down to the level right at the grassroots, the individual man and woman who have carried with them dreams over the years to have their own business. And now they're able to realize this in record numbers. I mean, I've had conversations with at least a half dozen banks, and they all say, man, we are bullish on small business right now. It is, you know, every day we get inquiries coming in, people wanting to, you know, dream big dreams and to start their own companies. And, you know, to me, that excites me, Alfredo. I know that does you as well.
Yeah. You know, Bill, that's such a great point. The American dream, I think people finally, again, believe is alive and true and has actually a shot. And people, you know, people were just basically saying, you know what, I don't think I'll ever have a piece of that American dream because between, you know, under the Obama administration, between overregulation and overtaxation and, frankly, the lack of access to capital and credit thanks to Dodd-Frank, I mean, these guys were giving up, you know, hardworking Americans that were willing to put everything that they own on the line. Right, to see a piece of the American pie and do their American dream, they were giving up. And now people are believing. And, you know, I keep telling people, you know, you want a nice stock pick, go buy the Russell 2000 because, you know, those are those small and medium-sized companies that, frankly, were really getting killed. They didn't have the opportunity to have, you know, great, you know, CPAs and lobbyists defending from them. These are the men and women of this country that are going to really start doing well and finally realize, you know, all the fruits of their labor.
Yeah, you talk about jettison growth that's going to take place in those businesses. It's going to be incredible because we've had this pent up productivity that's just been lying there rather frustrated. And now Donald Trump has unlocked the door and they're busting through in a big sort of way. And I think it's rather exciting. And this is what people need to understand is that with Barack Obama and the Democratic Party, you got the doors being locked up. Freedom was only talked about. It wasn't realized. Now with Donald Trump, the locks are off. The chains are open. You're free to live the way our founding fathers intended us to live, and that is with freedom for all.
Yeah, that's right. But you couldn't have said it any better. I mean, it's amazing. You know, and we haven't chatted much about it, and I don't want to spend too much time on it, but the amazing impact of the deregulation.
Yes.
That the Trump administration is bringing. I mean, before this tax cut, right? Because people actually, listen, you remember in June of 2017, people said there's no way this is going to happen before the end of the year, right? So that,
exactly.
None of that was really built into the markets, right? But what was being built in was the deregulation that the Trump administration is really putting. You know, they had promised for every one regulation, they're going to pull two off. I think the latest look on that is 21 regulations.
Yes, exactly.
Pulled off the table, right?
Mm-hmm.
21.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, we're talking billions and billions of dollars that are flowing back into the economy, you know, to really help folks out. And again, you know, I mean, we've already seen whether there's about 100 companies out there that have publicly announced what they're doing with the tax cut, you know, whether it's, you know, $1,000 bonuses, increasing minimum wage. In some cases, I saw one company is going from $10 to $15 overnight.
Wow.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, frankly, Bill, I mean, I think this tax cut bill has done more for the Fight for 15 movement, so to speak, than the movement itself has.
Exactly.
Right?
Right. No, without a doubt. Well, Alfredo, as we wrap things up, we got about a minute left here. You've actually attended meetings with President Trump and Speaker Ryan on tax reform and other governmental issues. What is it that frustrates you when you hear about the way this president is being reported on?
You know, it's that they're not telling the truth, right? Mm. It's at best, they're half-backed. You know, at worst, they're a lot of lies. And that's the unfortunate part. And they are doing a disservice to all of America because all of America should know that this is a much better day now. When they woke up on January 1st, it was a whole different America, an America that actually could finally believe that the American dream is alive and well.
Well, in his inauguration speech, Donald Trump said he was giving the country back to we the people, back to Main Street America. And that's exactly what he's been doing. And I say, how do you like me now? Alfredo Ortiz,
yeah, exactly.
CEO of Job Creators Network. Alfredo, always good to have you with us. Happy New Year. Thank you.
Happy New Year. JobCreatorsNetwork.com, by the way, Bill, if your listeners want to hear anything more on that. Thank you.
That's perfect. Thank you.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, your path to wellness begins here.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
This is going to be the best day of my life.
MartinezLive.com.
Hey, online is just one of the many ways that you can access the show, even through Alexa. All you got to do is tell Alexa, hey, play Bill Martinez Live, and she's so obedient. She just responds and brings up the show for you, along with 280-plus markets that we're in. Thank you so much for joining us at 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. John Zemarek joins us, senior editor of The Stream at stream.org, where you can go for all the information. Dr. John, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Happy New Year to you.
You too.
Hey, we got a lot to talk about. The Democrats are going absolutely apoplectic over this Mike Wolff book. They can only wish that it is true, but it just seems every day there's more fake stuff that comes about it. It's rather hallowed and rather empty. So, they knew they had to get off that, and Oprah stands up, gives a speech, and she's our girl, she's the next president. This is a three-ring circus.
I'm loving it because there are all these pictures of her next to Harvey Weinstein.
Yes, exactly.
Grinning. So yeah. What I'm saying is, which one gets the top of the ticket?
Yes, exactly.
Weinstein's Winfrey.
Yeah.
2020.
Well, this whole deal, anyway, I got to tell you, we talked about it yesterday, John, that the arrogance of the Hollywood elite, here they are, they coddled
the Harvey Weinsteins and the Polinskys and, you know, and on and on, and all this stuff, and the pedophilia and the movies that they've have inundated our culture with, and they stand there and claim some sort of moral high ground with the hashtag Me Too. Hashtag Me Too because you were sexually harassed, or hashtag Me Too, I kept quiet and watched the sisters of the Yaya Sisterhood get harassed.
Right, exactly. And well, the perfect thing is the Golden Globes, because that's where the foreign press picks which Hollywood millionaire friend of Harvey Weinstein gets to lecture America about morality.
Yeah, go figure, huh? Oh, Lord. I'll tell you, so much to talk about, John.
Thing in the world.
Hey, we got lots to talk about here real quick. The populist outrage that came out, of course, as a result of this book, some people are already claiming that, you know, it's going to an inevitable death. You've got a wish list for 2018. But your latest article that you just posted at stream.org is, could Syria turn out to be a Trump triumph? I mean, that headline in and of itself is an incredible contrast to what we experienced under the Obama administration for 8 frustrating years there.
That's right. That's right. Donald Trump, it looks like the Trump administration is getting close to recognizing the government of the Federation of Northern Syria. That's the section of Syria. It's about a third of the country that's controlled by the Kurds. And the Kurds are in alliance with the Syrian Christians.
Mm.
Now, think about what happened to the Christians in Iraq. More than a million of them got ethnically cleansed, while our troops were ordered to stand there and watch, under the Bush administration and then the Obama administration. We spent $1 trillion in Iraq. We were going to build a new democracy there. We achieved nothing. We spent $1 trillion. We lost thousands of lives. Trump comes in, does an intelligent deal with the locals on the ground, you know, draws a line with the Russians and with the Syrian government.
And that's a real line, by the way, John. That's a real line, right? Okay.
That's right. That's right. So now the Christians are safe in every part of Syria. There's no ethnic cleansing. And now it looks like the Trump administration is going to recognize this democratic government. We didn't impose it. They formed it themselves. It's ground up. It's localist. It's run by town meetings. Women are guaranteed places in the parliament. Women serve in the armed forces. They have their own women's protection units. This is if the Middle East will ever be transformed, it's into something decent. It's going to be from the ground up.
Exactly. Well, that would be like that'd be like anything, though, John. You know, we had the Arab Spring, and it started up, but unfortunately, there wasn't enough momentum at the ground level to really have it realize their ambition and the dream and hope that they had there in the Middle East. But here it is. Syria has been languishing all this time, and you get a businessman who says, hey, what about, you know, as you said, all these billions of dollars that have been spent there, you know, where's our return on investment? I don't know that that question was ever asked for 8 years in the Obama administration.
Right, right. So, I mean, it's just Trump's a huge improvement, not just on Obama, but on what Jeb Bush or Marco Rubio or John McCain was done. We need to recognize that. In the first I did a piece about Steve Bannon and the Trump administration. I was asking, well, what legacy did Steve Bannon's influence leave behind? Mm-hmm. And part of it was this foreign policy. It was Steve Bannon who 2 or 3 years ago was talking about an America first foreign policy. That resonated with Trump, one of the reasons Trump hired him. And it's working rather well. In Iran, it looks like the ordinary people are trying to rebel against the government. Saudi Arabia is promising to cut back on the support it gives to radical Islamist mosques all across the West. It might have some domestic reforms. You know, when the U.S. actually stands up for its best interests, it kind of frightens people into doing a better job of treating their own people.
Exactly.
In addition to how they treat American interests.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have continually been the example to the world. We've been that, as Ronald Reagan referred to us, that light on a shiny hill, you know, a hill of, you know, a light of hope to other countries. I believe this is one of the reasons why in the Middle East, when Donald Trump met with those 50 Arab leaders, that they did the sword dance. And thank God America is back, right?
Right, but America as an example, not as like Mr. Fix-It, as
exactly.
The handyman who tries to patrol everything. That's right. Where the neoconservatives like George W. Bush went wrong. They thought we could go in there, bomb everything until it turned into New Hampshire. Trump is a much more prudent realist, but still pro-American values. In fact, the only way American values can come is if the people themselves want them.
Not bad for somebody who is mentally deranged, right?
That's right. Bring me more of this kind of crazy. I'll have what she's having.
Exactly. Well, you mentioned Steve Bannon. Many on the left are willing to put Bannon and his like and his philosophy and policies in the grave. But I sense that we've not heard the last from Steve Bannon.
No. You know, it's interesting. I think the economic nationalism, like the building tariff walls around America, I think that idea is dead and probably never was going to go anywhere anyway, because ordinary people know they don't want their iPhone to cost $4,000. Mm-hmm. You know, they'd like it to be $700.
Right.
So they don't want a trade war with China. But the main issue that got Trump the nomination and got him elected is immigration. Mm-hmm. And we're going to see in the next few weeks how much Trump is willing to stand up for the voters who put him in there. If he betrays us, and there's no other way to put it, if he gives amnesty to the DACA recipients and the so-called dreamers, the kids whose parents smuggled them into the country, let's just call it that, the smuggled kids, if he gives them amnesty without a border wall and an end to chain migration, then Trump is toast and the country is toast, because every one of those kids can sponsor a dozen of his relatives through chain migration.
Yeah.
Nothing we can do about it. So if you want to see Texas go the way of California, you want to see New Hampshire go the way of Massachusetts, all you need to do is lean back and wait for the dreamers and the DACA kids to start minting new Democrats. We need to keep future Democrats out of the country. It's that simple.
Yeah, that's really the bottom line of it all. John Zemerek, we didn't get to your wish list for 2018, but we'll leave everybody wanting, or they could go certainly to your website, stream.org, get all the information. And, of course, we always love having you back on the show, John. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Happy New Year. John Zemerek, senior editor of The Stream. Stream.org is where you go for more information. I'm Bill Martinez, 18 minutes before the top of the hour. We've got more coming up right after this.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you struggling with serious emotional and physical illness? Do you know someone who is? The book Yeshua Prescription is now available at ChristianHealingOils.com, along with sacred anointing oil formulated directly from the Bible. Based on the healing techniques and teachings of Jesus and the scriptures, this book provides a step-by-step guide for healing all facets of life, including health, relationships, abuse, addictions, betrayal, and more. Author Elise Monet takes you on a deep journey into truth and surrender, two of the primary keys to unlocking Jesus' power in your life, by applying her AAA healing system and Christian healing oils. The miracles of Jesus come alive within you, healing mind, body, and spirit. The Yeshua prescription is available today for only $14.95 and Sacred Christian Healing Oils for $24.95 per 10 milliliter bottle. For a limited time, go to ChristianHealingOils.com and receive free shipping with every order. That's ChristianHealingOils.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, aren't you excited to be living at a time such as this when the moves are actually being made that are making our country great again? Can you see it? John Hart joins us, editor-in-chief of the conservative political website Opportunity Lives, former senior aide to one of my all-time favorite senators, Tom Coburn. He is an award-winning writer and journalist. Happy New Year, John. How are you?
Happy New Year, Bill. It's good to be on.
Always good to have you with us. I want to talk health care, but before we do, let's talk a little bit about some of the, you know, craziness that has been ignited because of the infamous book that is out there that, you know, Democrats could only hope to be true. But they needed to get off of that pretty quick, and Oprah kind of gave them an exit the other night. And, you know, can you imagine what Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren and, you know, maybe Kamala Harris was thinking all of a sudden to get preempted by a celebrity at the Golden Globes?
That's right. You know, Bill, I think what's interesting is that celebrity tends to trump things, if you will. Mm-hmm. When there's not substance backing up a critique. And that's what's happened with the left really since Trump was elected, mm-hmm. is you've had the rise of this resistance movement. You've had the rise of these, you know, celebrity critiques, as you put it. And there's no real change in philosophy. There's no examination that's happened. There's an obsession with the Russia issue. And that, you know, now this book, which is, you know, it really in this, you can't decipher what the facts and the fiction are within the book. And that's, you know, that's a deeper problem on the left right now, that there's no alternative. There's no vision. It's just a rehash of all the same old ideas that have failed in previous administrations.
Well, and the tough thing, you know, for the everyday American is when they're getting their news from these so-called reliable sources that Trump keeps pointing out is fake news time and time again. You know, Main Street America gets confused by all this reporting and thinking, wait a minute, you know, we hear from the Democrats, from Jake Tapper and, you know, Stephanopoulos and all that the sky is falling. But meanwhile, you know, the stock market's going crazy. My 401k is it's a real 401k again. You know, it's like, OK, what is going on here?
No, that's a great point, Bill. I did a piece a couple of weeks ago called "It's Still the Economy, Stupid." And of course, I was, you know, riffing off of, you know, James Carville's
yes.
line that it's the economy stupid back, mm-hmm. you know, when Clinton won. And, you know, no one thought that Bush could lose that race after he had historically high approval ratings, 89% after, the war in Iraq. But of course, he lost because of the economy. And what, you know, a lot of Republicans are betting is that when people, you know, go through 2018 and they discover that, wow, this tax bill was not a tax cut for the rich, it's a tax cut for everybody, mm-hmm. they're gonna you know, thank Republicans for that, for passing
exactly.
that bill. And you know, and so, you know, time will tell, but I think what Trump is doing, you know, amidst all this sort of sound and fury is he's going step by step and undoing a lot of the Obama era regulations, and he's unleashing new investment. We'll see higher wages hopefully this year. And of course, more money in people's pockets, and that
exactly.
all translates into political support for the ruling party,
and
that happens to be Republican.
Exactly, and some of this, John, is just good policy, which you know, and you've said many times, makes for good politics. And Donald Trump is a rational individual. Don't listen to what the media is trying to say that he's some
right.
sort of deranged knucklehead. You know, he laughs and it drives him nuts because. You know, he's genius. It's absolutely genius, but it's actually very simple. It's things that our fathers told us when we were kids growing up. You know, is a real
yeah.
simple thing, like you don't spend more than you make, right?
Right. Live within your means,
mm-hmm.
work hard, take responsibility, and good things will happen.
Exactly.
You
so
know, luck is the byproduct of preparation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that and loyal and hard work and dedicated work. And this is what's this is what is happening. And meanwhile, the media, the mainstream media out there, which just adds to the loss of credibility for them, John, because how do you counter money in people's pocketbooks? I mean, that's real.
What you can is that the facts are just they're not on your side. So,
exactly.
Again, on the tax bill,
mm-hmm.
the narrative that has been put out that this is a tax cut for the rich is simply false. And so, you know, if you look at what's called a distribution table, okay, within the tax bill,
right?
It's actually more progressive. So Republicans in the Trump administration actually made the rich pay more than they were before under this tax bill. And yes, it just so happens that everyone's paying less. But within that, again, distribution, it's the rich that are paying more than they were before. A higher percentage of the revenue is coming from quote the rich.
Exactly.
And Bill, you know, the problem that we always encounter, and this is true in Coburn's office, but it's always been true really for the past 20, 30 years, is that the Democrats invest in narrative. They mm-hmm. decide what their narrative is. And they don't necessarily care if the facts line up with their narrative. And so Republicans tend to be very thoughtful and mm-hmm. lay out the policy. And then we get creamed when we don't have a narrative to compete with what the left is doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so on the tax bill, for example, what we have to do in 2018 is communicate a narrative that says this is a tax cut for everybody. This is a tax cut for the middle class, and expose, you know, the lies and distortions that we've mm-hmm. seen repeatedly on the left.
Well, it's tough to fight against an emotional argument. And you've got to be strategic in how you do that. And I think that this is some of the value that Steve Bannon, though his, you know, his credibility, I mean, he's taken a little hit here recently.
Sure.
But I think that Steve Bannon lives, because I think there were some of these practical things that he saw that he could address and was very effective. And you know, there's a little bit of spat going on between him and Donald Trump.
Sure.
I'm sure that we've not heard the last of Steve Bannon yet, because I think there's just too much that he brings to the table here potentially. John, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, just real quickly, I did a piece a few weeks ago called Steve Bannon's Legacy, which may have been a little premature,
right,
what's happened the past few weeks.
Right.
But just to pull one thought of, I don't want to, we can go off on Steve and talk about that, but,
yeah,
you know, one thought that Steve had that was very profound and true is that we need to take a serious look at the, quote, administrative state. And what he means by that is that we have delegated tremendous power and authority to federal agencies and bureaucrats, because Congress, the problem in Washington is not executive overreach, it's congressional underreach.
Yes.
Good. And well said. Having worked for COBRA, we saw that every day, that Congress doesn't do its job in directing the agency. So Steve deserves a lot of credit for elevating that issue, and I think that discussion needs to continue.
Well, the cream always rises to the top, my dad says, and I think that will be the case, because we don't need to throw the baby out with the bathwater. I think he's taken a little bit of a hit, but he comes back to live another day, because there is, he's got credibility. I mean, he's got the creds here. Hey, John, I did want to talk to you about health care. You know, that still comes, it cycles about whether or not the Republicans can get together and really affect something that is needed. It's one thing to get rid of the individual mandate, but we still have
right.
no, we really do not have a health care solution that, thank you very much, Obama, that you kind of brought to the forefront here, and now Republicans and our government has to deal with.
Right, Bill. Well, there's a few positive things that are happening, and this is a complicated topic, but let's talk about the immediate steps that are being taken. Last week, the Trump administration issued a ruling that allows small businesses and individuals to form what are called association health plans.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a small incremental step in the right direction.
Right.
And the thought is that if small businesses can pool together, they can get the same negotiating power that a company like IBM would have with an
exactly.
insurance company.
Mm-hmm.
So it's no panacea. It's not going to solve the underlying problems, but it's one step, and I think that the administration deserves credit for taking this on and using the president's power appropriately in terms of rulemaking. And we're going to see other rules come forward that will hopefully create more choices and access. There will be some rules coming on what are called short-term health insurance plans. And the quick background there is fascinating, because President Obama actually limited what people could do with these short-term plans. And a short-term plan is something that people use often when they're transitioning between jobs.
Mm-hmm. Like a COBRA.
Exactly, right. So what President Obama did is he shortened the term from a year to 3 months.
Oh,
because
wow.
he didn't want short-term plans to compete with Obamacare. So what Trump is doing is simply reversing that limitation, and hopefully that will give people more options. But Bill, the vision here, Coburn and Paul Ryan put a plan out in 2009 called the Patient's Choice Act.
Mm-hmm.
There was an alternative to Obamacare that the media didn't want to talk about. That was very thorough, very comprehensive. And the idea is that if you really want to limit healthcare costs, what you have to do is to create a truly transparent competitive market.
Exactly.
So when you think about your experience as a shopper, when you walk into a store, you expect to see prices, you expect to have transparency, you expect to have options.
Exactly.
But in healthcare, it's a black box and a mystery. And the only way we're going to fix that is to give individuals buying power and turn them into shoppers. And that competitive force is what will drive prices down.
We got to leave it right there. John Hart, editor-in-chief of the conservative political website Opportunity Lives. John, thank you so much.
This is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith, Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.